When you go to the gynecologist, are there...
This is a little personal, but okay, yeah.
Are there things about the office you would change?
The actual office?
Right. Is there things when you go there, you go, I'm not looking forward to that?
I really like my gynecologist. I've been with her since I was a fetus. Like, we're friends. I love her. And she's only a couple years older than me, and we gossip, and I love her. Mm. So I always look forward to seeing her. The thing I don't like is she's in a new office now, and the waiting area is really congested. And it's not even a COVID thing. Like, even before COVID, I didn't like being there, and everybody's all up in your business. Like, they'll say, you know, hey, Cooper Lawrence, are you here just for a pap smear? It's like, don't yell. Everyone can hear you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though everybody else is there for the big, what are you here for? It's like, yeah, shh.
So
business.
A doctor is designing his office. So he went on Twitter and said, I'm designing an office. What women, what do you want to see with my office? What designs would you like or not like?
Right.
In an office. And one person said scales shouldn't be in public locations.
Scales shouldn't be there at all. I don't want them weighing me. But if they have to, no, they have a scale in your private room. I have never in my life been to a doctor where the scale is in a public location. Literally never. And you know how many doctors I've been to. Mm-hmm. I'm a hypochondriac, so I'm an expert in doctor's offices. They're all in the room. So that's weird.
Now, my doctor, well, not a gynecologist, but my doctor has the scale out in the hall.
That's weird. Nobody does that anymore.
Yeah, so I have to take off my shoes and my jacket and whatever, because I'm not standing on that scale with shoes on. There's no way.
Right.
That's 25 yeah. pounds right there.
Right. You wear big, giant, heavy shoes.
Yeah, so I'm down to my underwear when I'm standing on the scale.
Right.
Other people say they want more diversity in the photos around the office. Like, they've never seen photos of black women in the office or different types of people. They want that.
Okay, so my doctor's office doesn't have any ethnicities at all. It's just the inside of it. You just see fallopian tubes. So there's literally no... It's not like they're fallopian tubes of Hispanic ladies. They're just fallopian tubes of, like, everybody. So... They do a good job of being completely neutral.
That could be black or white. We don't know.
It's just fallopian tubes. You either got them or you don't. If you know what? If you're a guy, sorry, you're not accepted here.
A signal, a switch inside the room where you can turn it on to let them know you're changing clothes.
That's stupid. They knock on the door and they go, are you ready? And you go, no. They don't just walk right in.
No, they knock and they open the door. They don't wait for you to say something.
Oh, like an on-air light.
Right. That's what you need. Turn the microphone on and then turn the microphone off when you want them to come in.
Exactly. The I'm on air right now. You can't come in. Okay, I am in my little gown. I'm off air. Come on in.
They also say a changing room inside the exam room.
That's an interesting one, because where I get my mammogram, there's a changing room and a locker in one area where it's almost like a gym, like you go into a gym and there's like a locker room. And then the room where you have the mammogram is like down the hall. So you got to walk around in that stupid little paper gown. So, yeah, I'm down with that. Yeah, absolutely.
They don't want a little pile of clothing in your underwear on a chair.
Or... I'm far away from it. Like, I've left a pile of clothing, and then now I have to go walk down the hall and just, you know, leave my favorite sweater sitting there.
Yeah, somebody could steal it.
I mean, they give you a locker and they give you a key, but, you know, it's not like a security. It's not very secure.
I didn't know this was a big thing, but I guess it is. Warmers on the stirrups.
Yes! Oh my God, that's the worst. Yes, but that's why we all keep our socks on. But if it's during the summer and you're not wearing socks, you know, you're SOL. Those things are freezing.
Are they really? So when you put your legs in it, you go, hoo-hoo-hoo.
Well, you put your feet in it, and normally they're metal. But what my lady does, because she understands, because she got a vagina and she goes to her gyno, hers are now, it's like this weird kind of plastic where they don't, they're not cold.
Oh.
Yeah, it's just room temperature, so it's not a problem.
Another suggestion would be wood stirrups, because then they wouldn't get cold. So
then you get splinters then.
Adjustable thermostats in the rooms.
Yes, I want to be in charge of how hot or cold that room is, yes.
Because you're the naked one.
Right.
So you want it either warm or cold. Okay. Buy equipment and gowns in larger sizes.
I think that's a problem in every industry. In fact, so when I go to my friend's hair salon, sometimes I'll help him out, like if he's super busy. Mm. And I have noticed that all of his gowns are all like size small and extra small, but his clients are not small and extra small. So he has a lot of those hair gowns that don't fit a lot of the ladies. They wear them like a little, either like a cape.
Bib.
They throw it over their shoulders, you know, but because they can't really put their arms through it and wear it, you know, or it becomes like a vest. It's useless.
A layout that prevents overhearing other conversations.
Yeah, that's important.
Yeah, not have rooms backed up to each other.
Right. That's important.
Because you can hear. So if you really try to listen, you can hear what's going on in the next room.
Yeah, if there's a vent or something. Or if you're me, you actually stick your ear and try to listen.
With a cup?
the cup that you pee in.
You put that up against the wall.
I put that up against the wall. I go, what's this lady's problem?
Ceiling lifts for people who can't get on exam tables by themselves.
No, that's okay. I'll tell you why that's dumb. Because every exam table now has a step stool and they pull it out. It's attached to the, it's attached to it. There's a step stool. Unless you're a complete moron and you can't work a step stool.
Is that like an engine hoist? Is that what people want? They want an engine hoist.
Ceiling. Like, what is this? A BDSM? You want to like hang from the ceiling with your legs open? Like, go ahead. Have at it, lady.
Put away unnecessary instruments and models that can be triggering for patients.
Oh, please.
No.
I mean, I guess so, but fine. That's, you know what? If you're triggered by the gynecologist, that's what they do for a living. It's a gynecologist. Sorry to tell you, they have stuff out there that is about every aspect of gynecology. It's part of their industry. They're not going to hide something because you are afraid to look at a fallopian tube.
Well, I don't want to see a shot on the table when I go to the dentist.
No, they don't leave the shots out.
They do sometimes. It's a big metal thing that looks like it's from the 1700s. Freaks me out.
Well, they're going to use it on you.
I know, but I don't want to see it.
No, but that's different. I mean, what they're saying is, okay, so if you're somebody that sadly lost a baby, they don't want to be in a room where there's any OBGYN stuff, where there's no like, you know, here's how a baby develops, which a lot of the rooms do. They should, you know what? Maybe you're right. They should have one room that has none of that stuff in it, because if you just lost a baby, you do not want to walk into a room where they show you
the baby inside,
a uterus. Yeah. I understand that.
Multiple waiting rooms.
That's my problem. That's what I'm saying. Multiple waiting rooms. Yes.
One for patients who are in their second or third trimester, another one for first trimester, and another one for people that aren't pregnant.
Right.
It's not a bad idea. And pay attention, they say, last but not least, pay attention to the angle of the exam beds.
What does that mean?
Not ideal to spread your legs while not wearing underwear while facing the door. So they don't want the bed with the legs open facing the door. They want it away from the door.
Not all rooms can accommodate that. That's a bridge too far. Did I ever tell you what happened to me with my gynecologist and my health insurance when you and I were working at the radio station?
No, what happened?
I get a call from the fraud claims of our health insurance. I can't believe I never told you this. So the health insurance that we had, you know, part of it is you can go for a mammogram, you can go for your yearly pap smear, a checkup, whatever. I get a call from the health insurance fraud claims. They have opened a case on me for fraud. Why? because I was claiming that I went to get a mammogram, which is very expensive, and a gynecologist, which is also very expensive, especially the one I go to, because some moron had me registered there as a male. Somebody at our company had me in the system as a male.
That doesn't surprise me at
all. So when I went to my gynecologist and when I went to my mammogram, which again is very expensive because I also get an ultrasound while I'm there, they said that it was fraud, that I was participating in a fraudulent claim, as if I pretended to go there, didn't really go there, and whatever money was sent, you know, to pay for it, somehow I get a cut of that. I don't know how that kind of fraud would work. And their basis for the claim of fraud was that I am a male. And if I'm a male, what am I doing getting a mammogram, or what am I doing going to a gynecologist?
I think the doctor got confused when they saw the name of the company and they thought you had a cock.
That makes more sense.
They said Cooper and they saw Cox and they said must be a guy.
Must be a guy, yeah. Except for the fact that I went to the same mammogram lady and the same gynecologist that I've been going to since I'm 20.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to call the company, and it just, remember, you and I had so many issues with their unbelievable incompetence. Like, just the level of incompetence at that place in general was off the charts. Like, you and I couldn't believe it sometimes.
Right.
And of course, it didn't surprise me that some moron who saw my name, and I actually investigated it. They said, oh, somebody must have seen your name and thought you made a mistake when you wrote female and instead clicked male. Oh, I got it wrong. I wasn't sure what my gender was. So you assholes decided that you were going to correct what I must have gotten it wrong with a name like Cooper, must be a male. You better go check the other box.
We should have known the first week we worked there when I asked if I could have a mic outside because we wanted to stand out by the highway and talk on the air, and they ran a mic cord from the studio all the way out to the road.
Right.
And we said, no, there's better ways of doing that. You don't have to run it down the hall.
Right.
Really? Yeah. We thought we worked at a real radio station, but
no, we didn't. Never did.
No,
yeah, we were fooled.